You're listening to Space 101.1. I'm Phoebe, and this is Northwest Orbit. Hope you're having a wonderful afternoon. Throughout August, we've been catching up with the three-piece indie alt rock band Rakoma, and today we're wrapping up our conversation with them. Have you done?
If you've done something wrong, you never bring it to the light. The less you care, the more you show.
Rakoma has made multiple appearances on NPR's Tiny Desk Contest. The band gave us the behind-the-scenes rundown on their video from 2019, filmed from the back of a Subaru.
We did those a couple years in a row, just sort of on a whim. Actually, the very first winner, Fantastic Negrito, I used to work for him in Oakland before he was like Grammy-winning artist he is today. So we were definitely aware of that platform. It's such a great community of sort of like national support. Like you make friends with other artists who enter, and then that could lead to like playing shows in other cities with other artists. And yeah, it's just tons of people looking at all the entries and sharing them with their friends. And yeah, it's great.
I think a little bit of the draw is like to play Tiny Desk too, right? And that would be kind of the
draw. Totally, yeah.
That was always like, if we could win.
The thing about Tiny Desk that the other thing that's fun is like you can get creative with how you incorporate the desk and how you want to shoot the video, because there are some guidelines that they set, but within that you can kind of take your own creative liberties. There's people who do them in like bathrooms and elevators and like creative spaces that they make their office. So I forget how the idea came up, but we decided we were going to cram into the back of our drummer at the time, Elliot's Subaru, while he drove us around our neighborhood at like 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, I think we wanted a little bit of a wow factor, probably. Yeah, just doing it was tough. I remember just like, I would like forget a lyric and I'd look at everyone and they'd be like, it's okay. Cause we were just like crammed and I'm like, I'm so sorry. Or like one of us would mess up and we just have to do it again.
We had to turn the AC off because it was coming through the recording. So it was so hot in there.
I think we recorded it over 2 days. I think it took us two different days to record that.
Logistical nightmare, right? And then
the band talked to us about their transition from playing live streams and pre-recorded videos like Tiny Desk back to playing live concerts again.
We have new material we haven't played. We haven't played a show since before This Front Room came out, but we'd already been playing those songs before we put out that record. So that's what we're working on now, is kind of figuring out how to play the stuff we've written through COVID, which came together sort of differently because of quarantines. And it's been a fun challenge to figure that out.
Yeah, we were like, let's just write stuff that we like, let's just layer how we want to and not worry about how we're going to play it live. And now we're like, remember that time we said, don't worry about how we're going to play it live? We got to play it live. So we're there right now. Stay in such a sorry state of affairs, you carry this weight. It's yours to bear. Where'd you go? Where are you now? Need you.
Glenn and Sean described their perception of success and what success means to them in the context of the music industry.
It's funny because I just like, I think when I was younger, I was just like, we're going to make it to the top. And then now it's just like, it'd be nice to make some money doing it.
To be able to quit our day job.
Yeah. Would be nice. You know, honestly, like $50,000 to play music would be sick. That's also a lot.
Especially with COVID, we've like reset what success looks like for the band. I kind of feel like the fact that we're still going is a success.
For sure. Yeah.
But it would definitely be nice to just make Rakoma our full-time focus.
The band gave us a scoop on one of the last few tracks from this front room called Morning Cartoons.
Morning Cartoons was a unique one in the sense that, like, it was, I just came up with the guitar and vocals right away and kind of presented it to everyone. But I think the song was just thinking about, like, my parents. I think I was during this front room, I was kind of had a strained relationship with my family in a lot of ways. Like, it was more on me. Like, I wasn't able to open up in a lot of ways and that sort of thing. But that song was really just about that feeling of, like, when you're, or looking back when you're older and you're like, wow, my parents have done so much for me and they've kind of sacrificed a lot. And I was just that kid that, you know, didn't really, you know, I took them for granted in a lot of ways, and kind of putting myself in that kid perspective of feeling like you just don't even know what your parents are doing, or like they're working, you know, their jobs and come home and like you couldn't do your dish and your mom's like doing her dish. Well, like, she had cancer and that sort of thing. And just like a lot of stuff, you know, like as a kid, you take for granted. You're just like, yeah. So I think in a lot of ways, it was like a letter to myself from being a, you know, my kid self, and then a letter to my parents in a lot of ways, how much I appreciate the stuff they've done for me.
Here's Morning Cartoons on Space 101.1.
She's up all night slaving away in the kitchen, 'cause you left your dishes there. You don't even care.
Thanks for tuning in for our last episode of Northwest Orbit with Rakoma. Big thank you to the band for chatting with us. If you want to listen back, you can access these episodes and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Rakoma, see the website rakomamusic.com or keep up with them on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks, we'll see you next time.